We're holding the sixth principle. It's interesting that Rav Kapach translates the word as yesod, as foundation, and we're holding the sixth yesod, the sixth principle, or the sixth foundation of the Jewish faith. In Mishnayot, Rav Kapach's edition, it's on page Kufman Beis, the bottom right-hand column, the yesod ha-shishi, the sixth foundation, hanevuah, prophecy, v'hu, and this is ladat, that we should know. Notice the Rambam didn't say we should believe, we should know, because it's something that in certain generations they're able to see. So a person should know, shezeh min ha-enoshi, that the human species, yesh yimatzu bo anashim, ba'alei kishonot mefutachim me'od b'shlimut gdola. At times, we could find among the human race people who have tremendous talent, and they've reached a great wholeness. They've become complete people. V'titkonen nafsham, and their soul becomes prepared. They fix up their soul until they reach the state, ad shemekabelet tzurat ha-sechel, till their soul itself starts getting the shape of the great mind, which is how the Rambam describes God to an extent. One of the ways the Rambam describes the Creator is the great brain, the great mind, the great thinker, the thought process that caused everything to come to the world. The Rambam calls God, or an element of God, the Sechel HaPoel, the active thought process, the active mind. And the Rambam describes how the human mind can connect to the creative mind, God, if he fixes oneself. And the Rambam says, "V'itchaber oto ha-sechel ha-enoshi," and the human mind connects ba-sechel ha-poel with the creating mind. Remember, the Rambam is borrowing terms from the philosophies of his time, where we have the poel and the pual, the sovev and the msuvav, the cause and effect, and God is described very often as the misovev, the one who, the wheel that turns. If you have a bunch of small wheels, that one turns the other, so the big wheel that causes everything else to turn, that's God. Now, it's true that we see other wheels turning in the world. We see nature, we see other forces, but they all come as a result of the great cause, which is God. So God is sometimes referred to as the great cause. He's the cause that everything else is in effect of. Sometimes referred to as the brain that is active, because we're all, so to speak, acted upon by God. God created us. God caused us to have the facilities we have. So if one fixes his neshama, he could connect with Hashem, who is, so to speak, the active brain, the one that causes new things to come into being in the world, and also gives power for the forces to have force, to have power. V'yatzel aleim mimenu atzilut shefa, and God, so to speak, gives off to a person some atzilut. I guess we translate as some light, some godly light of abundance. Ve'ele manvim. These are the prophets. The prophets are the people who have fixed their neshama. Their neshama can connect with Hashem, and Hashem gives them some spiritual light. Vezu hi hanevuah, v'zeh inyanan. This is what we call prophecy. This is what it's all about. We think prophecy is knowing what's going on in the future. A prophet is someone who could tell you what's going to be. And the Rambam stresses that a prophet is one whose neshama connects with Hashem. Part of connecting with Hashem is that Hashem reveals to him what's going to be. But a part of connecting with Hashem, and the way the Rambam describes it in other places, is the understanding of what's really going on in the world. What do we mean? A person can look at a scenario, a person can look at a person being shot and say, ooh, terrible thing happened. A person was shot. person can look at a person being shot, and a person can recognize World War II is about to begin, right? It all began with one person being shot. Where was it? In Austria?
Yeah, that's the First World War.
That was the First World War. Okay. Right, right. First World War, right. Sometimes, you could say, that's how a person perceives, that's how a person understands what's going on around him. But the Rambam explains in other places that there's a deeper understanding to what's going on in the world. There is a deeper order to what's going on. A child can see a cord and start pulling it, and then wonder why he pulled the tape recorder to fall on his head. He was just pulling the cord. How'd that tape recorder fall on his head? That's how we are in this world. We do little things, and we wonder how did such big things come out of it. The Navi says you shouldn't be upset at the nations that attack you. The Navi says to the Jewish people, because they are God's staff, so to speak. It's like a dog that you hit him with the stick, and once it gets hold of the stick, it tears it apart. Well, the stick isn't the one that really caused the beating; it's the man behind the stick. So to Hashem says, when you see what's going on in the world, recognize that I'm doing it. Now, the greater a person is, the more correct his understanding of what's going on in the world is supposed to be. When a person reaches the level of prophecy, so he reaches the level that he connects with his Creator, and he's given a very in-depth understanding of what's going on around him. That in-depth understanding can also give him the knowledge of what's going to be. But it stems from a connection with the Creator. The basis, the foundation of prophecy is that a person fixes his neshama, a person fixes his traits till he reaches a level that he could connect with Hashem. The Rambam says, if I explain this foundation, this principle completely, it'll take a long time to go into all the details. And our goal over here is not to go to all the details of each of these principles, these foundations, nor is our goal over here to prove them. Because this encompasses all of the sciences. To start explaining what prophecy is, how do we know it's really there, and to prove it. Our purpose here, the Rambam says, is just to mention what the principles are, not to prove them, nor to go into the details, the depths of details of how prophecy works and all these principles work. And the verses of the Torah attest to the fact that there are going to be many prophets who prophesy. I think we'll stop here because we have a long class in Halacha. So we did the sixth principle today. The sixth principle, in summary, is the concept of prophecy. The seventh principle, what we're going to see next week, is going to go into Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy. But the sixth principle was that there exists the concept of prophecy, and the Rambam explained that prophecy is a connection with the Creator. Yeah?
Quick question. Going back to the kid who's going on the court. So, in one respect, we're supposed to understand that Hashem, everything happened for the reason. But am I correct in saying that we should think that we caused the bad thing to happen? Or, I mean, if, like in this instance where the radio falls on the kid.
So, this leads us to a broader discussion, which we can't go into at length, but we'll just open it up. And that is, when bad things happen, should a person always say, ooh, that's my fault. So, on the one hand, a person's first thought should be, if something bad happens, maybe God's sending me a sign. Maybe I have to do tshuva. That's the first thought a person should have. And a person should go through who he is and what he's done to this point to understand if he has to fix his traits. The Torah keeps stressing that a person is supposed to learn when bad things happen. He's supposed to derive a lesson from them. And the Navi keeps saying that the Jewish people are not willing to do it. The Naviim time and again say, don't you see what's happening? Don't you see the destruction coming? Don't you see the destruction you're bringing upon yourself? So it's definitely true that a person does have to have that thought. But it's also true that sometimes a person is going to say, hey, I'm doing the best I can. And even though the best... It's rare that a person can really say that, but there are times when a person can say, you know what? I'm doing the best I can. And at those times, so a person has to know that maybe all Hashem wants from him is to pray. Like we discussed in the beginning of the week, that Chana was held back from having children, as were the matriarchs, so that they would be praying to Hashem. And sometimes our sages taught us that there exists a concept of Yisurim Shel Ahava. However that works, it's something along the lines of that God wants to help a person who's pure move forward in the world, in this world, in the world to come. And sometimes moving forward is painful and involves things that will pain a person. It could be, the Gemara records, Rav Yochanan lost all 10 children. He had 10 children and he lost all of them. The 10th one fell into a vat of boiling water before his eyes. The Gemara records that as an example of Yisurim Shel Ahava. That Rav Yochanan didn't deserve to lose his children, but there was an aspect where the fact that he underwent these things did give him strength and the ability to move forward in the world that he wouldn't have had otherwise. Was it painful? Yeah. Did he cry? For sure. The Gemara says he was left with one small bone from the pinky of that last son, and he'd wrap it in a handkerchief and he'd take it with him wherever he went. So obviously, we're not talking about things that are pleasurable. But this Gemara, when I first read it, hurt me a lot. And then I quoted it to my father, and my father said, this Gemara, you have to see the beauty in it. The Gemara is telling you that sometimes if bad things happen to a good person, at some point he could also say, well, I guess God wants me to move forward. Must be it's not my fault, but rather a person can view it in a positive light when something bad happens. But for most of us, there's still room what to fix. Something happens, a person should first think, wait a second, what did I do wrong? The Gemara says, first the person yefashpesh b'maasav, he should look through what he's done. And then if he can't find anything he's done wrong, then he pled b'bitul Torah. You should assume it's because he hasn't utilized his time well enough for learning Torah. If the person says, I've utilized my time as best as possible, that can't be why all this is happening. Then the person can move on to saying that maybe it's Yisurim Shel Ahava. But again, this is something we should talk about at length. This is just Rashi Prakim. A little bit opening the topic. Anything else? Okay.